From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. We're in the midst of the final push before Election Day. Early voting has begun. Melinda DeLotte, Capitol correspondent for the Associated Press, is here to talk about what's happening. It's been a while. Welcome back.
Hi, Amy.
What has been keeping you so busy?
It's like there are elections going on or something. Following candidates, checking in on debates, seeing what they're telling people.
For sure, the most attention has been on the Senate race. In the latest poll, which was commissioned by Raycom Media, 23% are undecided in the Senate race. Senator Mary Landrieu is leading with 36%, Congressman Bill Cassidy with 32%, and Colonel Rob Manis pulling 6%. Is it surprising to see such a big chunk of voters still undecided at this point?
I have to admit I was surprised about the number. At this point of the election, there's been such a barrage of advertising and attention given to this race. I was a little surprised that so many people were undecided. And if I worked for Senator Mary Landrieu, I would be concerned about that number because a three-term incumbent who argues that she has done a lot for the state and that her clout is infinitely important to the state. If she has that many people who still haven't decided if they want to reelect her, that's probably a worrisome trend for her.
NPR ran a report earlier this week pointing out that the Tea Party Patriots, which is an outside group, is running ads saying Landrieu cast the deciding vote on Obamacare. But they're also running nearly identical ads in North Carolina, saying it was Kay Hagan that did that, and in Arkansas, saying it was Mark Pryor. And in the televised debate on October 14th, Cassidy tried to pin Obamacare on Landrieu, too. So what's happening here? Is this a national campaign or a Louisiana one?
There definitely seems to be kind of an overarching Republican playbook that a lot of the campaigns are using. And I'm not suggesting it that, you know, it's all written down on paper and they pass it around. But clearly they understand that the president is unpopular nationally, and he is particularly unpopular in places where there are incumbent Democrats up for re-election. And so they want to tie candidates like Mary Landrieu to the president as much as possible so that in people's minds when they go to the poll, they are thinking that a vote for Mary Landrieu could be considered a vote for Barack Obama. We will all learn soon enough whether that's a strategy that works, but it's clearly a strategy that is being used across many states.
And so we don't necessarily get to have as much focus on specific policy issues that might affect Louisiana in particular.
Well, Congressman Cassidy, when he appears at campaign events and when he talks about his campaign in Louisiana's Senate race, he repeatedly describes the Senate race as likely deciding which party controls the U.S. Senate. Part of what the Cassidy campaign seems to be doing is protecting the congressman from any kind of gaffe on the campaign trail. There seems to be an attempt to focus mainly on the broader national picture and to try and just protect him from having any slip-ups or any kind of just gaffes that can harm him. He's almost running in some ways like an incumbent, while Mary Landrieu is running much more like a challenger out and about a lot more. And she tries to frame this race as a much more local election, looking at her record and what she has done for the state and what her clout means to the state.
With all of the shots that Landrieu and Cassidy in particular have been trading for months now, what's sticking? Is it Cassidy's statement that he would seek to phase in a higher retirement age for Medicare and Social Security? Is it Landrieu's cake stands with co-eds at LSU during a tailgate?
Clearly, the campaigns are trying different issues to see which ones stick. I mean, Senator Landrieu has kind of got targeted messages depending on the audience. I mean, she has spent a lot of time talking to elderly voters about Medicare and Social Security, and she has spent time visiting college campuses to talk to students about student loan interest rates. She meets with women's groups to talk, and there she talks about equal pay, her support for a minimum wage increase. So she's clearly reaching out to individual groups and highlighting positions she has taken that she thinks would be popular among those groups. Whereas Congressman Cassidy has kind of stuck to a broader theme about the control of the U.S. Senate and how this race fits into the broader national context. If you talk to people who are strategists for this race, there is a lot of assumption that those individual issues might not matter as much as just the broader issue of whether you support Senator Landrieu and think of her as valuable to the state, or whether, you know, you think the Republican Party needs to take control of the Senate and you're so displeased with the president that you want a Republican in the Senate representing the state. So whether all those individual issues that people are trying to bring up on the campaign trail stick, that can be determined by individual voters. I mean, any message, there could be a message that is appealing to, you know, a handful of people, and those people will turn out based on that message. And I suppose when this election is decided in December, we'll learn how voters viewed it. If they looked at it in the national perspective, or if they really bought Senator Landrieu's argument on this. But that is the clear divide, is whether you agree with the congressman's position that this should all be considered in the national context, or whether you agree with the senator's position that this should be a much more locally viewed race.
Melinda DeLotte covers Louisiana politics for the AP. Thanks, Melinda.
Thanks, Amy.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.